This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We would be weeping into our green beers today if only it were possible to go out and do such things. This St. Patrick's Day is definitely going to be one to remember, if only for the lack of public festivity, with Michigan's restaurants and bars closed. For many of us, it's not that big a deal to defer celebrations to slow the spread of the new coronavirus, but what if your rent actually relies on the revelry? P.J. Ryder, the owner of P.J.'s Lager House on Michigan Avenue in Corktown, is the site of many, I don't know, Paul, what should we say, spirited St. Patrick's Day gatherings?
Spirited, large, Irish, celebration of spring, whatever you want to call it. It's always been a huge event.
I wanted to ask, P.J. Ryder, how will you be spending the day today?
Well, I'm at the bar presently. I put on my jersey that I normally wear on St. Patrick's Day, and I'm cleaning is all I'm doing. And there's a few little bit of tip money for various people that worked the last couple of days. Called them up, said, come on by and pick it up if you'd like. I'm just kind of trying to catch my breath and figure out, you know, where and how things are going to happen in the next, well, I'd like to think 2 weeks, but I really got to be thinking 2 months, and I'm worried. I'm very worried. I don't know what the government might do. I don't know what my insurance company might do. So far, my bank or the IRS or the state of Michigan or the credit card companies or the insurance company, none of those said, don't worry about paying us the next couple of months. We got you covered. No one said that to me yet. So
right.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my bills. We have a payday a week from Friday. It's only going to be 1 week's worth of pay, but I'm thinking about maybe trying to give it to the employees early just so they have a little bit of money right now. You know, it's just hour by hour, moment by moment, and that's where we're sitting right now, trying to figure out what the rules are. And to-go business is not a natural business for us in any way, shape, or form. It'd be difficult to do and difficult to maintain the volume needed to keep a couple employees. So last night I had to be sitting here after we kind of had wound down. Weirdest feeling in the world. Got the bar all ready to go for St. Patrick's Day, and there ain't going to be a St. Patrick's Day. So.
Paul, how many customers would you normally see for a St. Patrick's Day crowd?
Oh, it'd be hard to say, but we have four large days a year. St. Patrick's Day, opening day, parade day, and Santarchy are our four biggest days of the year. One was constricted, one was eliminated, one's been pushed back till May, if that, and the other one happens in December, so hopefully we won't have a problem with that come around December. I talked to someone who used to own a bar in the street, and he said, literally, this would have killed me, and I said, why is that? And he goes, because what I do, 10 months of my bills get paid from Parade Day and St. Patrick's Day. Those 2 days pay 10 months of my bills. Everything else, I just try to keep it going.
So is that how it is for you? I mean, is it analogous to Black Friday in retail?
Yeah, it's analogous to Black Friday in retail. It's analogous to the art fair in Ann Arbor. Every city seems to have some event that draws a lot of people and pulls them into the particular neighborhood. Well, we have all these events downtown, Park Plaza, Campus Marshes, and stuff like that. It doesn't really pull stuff out to Corktown. Traditionally, the only things have been the Parade Day and St. Patrick's Day. So overall, all the way around, I'm missing my Black Friday. I'm missing my art fair. I'm missing, you know, the thing that draws people here for at least one day a year where you know you're going to have an overwhelming number of people. I would say if an average crowd, you know, this is on the low side, but if an average crowd of 30,000 people come down to Corktown on Parade Day normally, I would say if we had 1,500 this year, that was the most. There was no more than 1,500 people here total all day long, all Corktown. There was nobody on the street. It was not crowded. And today would be the same thing. Today, St. Patrick's Day usually starts out. You know, there's a few revelers that come out early in the day, and then they just kind of stay steady all day, all night. So
yeah.
Today we'll have nothing. So,
Paul, do you have a lease on the building?
I own the building.
Well, that's one thing. I mean, do you
yeah.
still need to make mortgage payments, though?
Yeah, I got two loans. They're personal loans out on the building. I don't think either one of them will foreclose on me. But the IRS, I worry about a lot. The state of Michigan, I worry about a lot. The credit card companies, they're still going to want to get paid. The insurance companies are going to want to get paid. And just, I got no income to pay them. I have some cash right now, but a good portion of it, I'm going to call my account and say, write out those paychecks now so I know exactly how much I need. Let's get them out to employees and then see what's left and pay what bills we can and write everybody else a note that when I can start paying again, I will. I hate to seem like a terrible radical, but it sure seems to me that whenever things go to hell, the big boys get saved, the banks, the car companies, the people have billions and billions of dollars, and the guys who get stepped on are the small businesses and the small business employees. And my employees are going to be hurt big time. My employees started a, a GoFundMe to try to raise some money for the Longhouse crew just to see if they can get some of our regular customers to donate something to them to help them through. But then again, every bar in the neighborhood is doing the same thing. It's just a very, very bizarre situation. Michigan Avenue looks like it did 13 years ago before Slows opened, before I opened. And when this place was a dark, nothing going on strip of Michigan Avenue, that's what we're at right now.
Paul Ryder is the owner of PJ's Logger House. It's on Michigan Avenue in Corktown. Paul, we're really sorry you're dealing with all this, and good luck to you.
Yes, I'm not the only one. We're all in it together. Hopefully we'll all come out the other end all together and we'll be fine for the most part. So tell everybody, wash your hands, take care. And when your local establishments reopen, please patronize them.
Well said. We hope we see you on the flip side.
Okay. Thank you very much, April. Appreciate it.